Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Fulton County Board of Assessors to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. The Fulton County Board of Assessors plans to mail annual notices of assessment to property owners in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need to monitor these notices to advise clients on potential appeals and market valuation shifts in Metro Atlanta's largest county. Track https://fultonassessor.org/ for exact mailing dates and appeal deadlines. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Agent Commission Rates. New data breaks down earnings by city. Colibri Real Estate School has published a breakdown of average real estate commission rates across cities in Georgia. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents price their services competitively and negotiate with confidence. Review the city-by-city commission data at the link below to see how your market compares. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Gwinnett County Tax Assessors expand property ownership data access for GA Pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. This database gives Georgia real estate professionals authoritative parcel-level ownership and valuation data to inform transactions and market analysis in one of the state's largest counties. Bookmark the Gwinnett County Property Ownership Database for quick reference on ownership history and assessed values. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Assessors Portal unlocks parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 159 GA counties. Georgia Assessors provides a centralized portal linking to all Georgia County websites for online parcel, tax digest, and GIS data searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals across GA gain streamlined access to property records, sales comparables, and assessment data, essential for valuations, transactions, and client advisory. Bookmark http://waassessors/loadpage.php/loaded1 for direct access to county-level property research tools statewide. Georgia Real Estate Headlines, Georgia Commission Guide, How Rates Work, Who Pays, and How to Negotiate. A comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission in Georgia, how it's split, who pays, and tips for negotiating rates, plus tools like commission calculators and salary guides. For Georgia agents, understanding commission structures and negotiation strategies directly impacts your take-home pay and competitive positioning in local transactions. Review the full commission breakdown and calculator tools at the source link to benchmark your earnings and sharpen your rate discussions. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.